This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Crews have started the difficult work of clearing the wreckage from the bridge collapse in the port of Baltimore.
Officials hope to open a temporary channel to get smaller ships moving back in the port. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on Face the Nation.
This is going to be a very complex process. There are even now forces acting on that steel, so it takes a lot to make sure that it can be dismantled safely.
Still no timeline from when the port will reopen has left thousands of port workers waiting.
We're all wondering how long it's going to take to clear the main channel so we can get ships back in so we can work.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
Traffic is moving again after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm. The collapse occurred on the coastal route amid rain yesterday afternoon and stranded motorists near Big Sur. It may have been a great day for an Easter egg hunt along the eastern seaboard today, but in other parts of the country, rain may have spoiled this day.
Some of that precipitation out in the northern plains and in the intermountain west, over those higher elevations, are seeing some mixed precipitation or even snow. That would include areas like South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, parts of Utah.
Brian Hurley is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service. Israel's prime minister at a press conference struck back against a major protest over the war in Gaza. The BBC's Joe Floto reports from Jerusalem.
In that press conference, he also mentioned that anyone calling for an election here was playing into Hamas's hands, that it would paralyze the government for months. And he was trying to make sure that people knew that that wasn't an approach that he approved of, that they should seek.
In Turkey, the main opposition party has retained its control over key cities and made huge gains in others during today's local elections. The results are being viewed as a major upset for President Erdogan. It's an Easter holiday tradition. Odyssey New York reporter Astrid Martinez has the story.
New York City's annual Easter Parade and Bonnet Festival dates back to the 1870s, and it's the perfect place for Easter fashion and whimsical expression.
This is our first time doing it, and we wanted to do it with recycled materials we had around the house.
Those who celebrate come decked out and show off their very best bonnets and brighten up Fifth Avenue from 49th Street up to 57th Street.
A new minimum wage of $20 an hour will kick in tomorrow for most fast food workers in California, and it comes with mixed reactions from customers.
That's a 25% increase. I think the governor should have maybe little by little. I'm totally against it.
I think it's a good thing just because I know there's a lot of like younger people working in fast food industry.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, cloudy skies with a low near 30. Chance of rain and snow on your Monday, highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy and 27 Monday night. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a high near 47. Some more rain and snow showers possible Tuesday night with lows in the upper 20s.
It's 48 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the forest.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music, the show that tries its hardest to keep in touch. It is one of the five senses. Oh, hang on, I just gave myself an idea for four other shows. Well, be that as it may, touching is more than just feeling something. It could also mean your heartstrings are plucked, or maybe you're a little crazy in the head. Either way, plenty of songs about touch, and we're going to play a whole bunch of them right now. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Thank you. Phil Collins, Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford, that was Genesis from 1986, Invisible Touch from the album of the same name, and before that, we started off the show with the great B.B. King from his album Easy Listening Blues, that was Don't Touch. As I'm sure I've mentioned many, many times on this show, Genesis, of course, was formed in the 1960s, and at that time, their lead singer was Peter Gabriel. Of course, Peter Gabriel went off to have an extremely successful solo career, and here's a great example of what he was doing. This is the 1983 remix of I Have the Touch.
Such a mass of motion. Do not know where it goes. Cause I don't know. I must be losing my touch.
You're losing your touch. You're losing your touch. You're losing your touch.
Why do I let you mess up my mind, baby? Why do I let you take up all my time, baby? I can't get weak, I gotta be strong. I should be letting you go, but I keep holding on. I must be losing my touch. It's too strong for that. I used to have all the girls from block around. I used to have all this action in this town.
You're losing your touch. You're losing your touch.
Oh, but look
you're
at me now.
Your touch.
I must
Lily Marlene Pramilovich, better known to the world at large as Lenny Lovich, one of the products of the post-punk scene in the late 1970s. From her record Stateless, that was Too Tender to Touch, and before that, oh man, the Isley Brothers with I Must Be Losing My Touch from their 1969 album, It's Our Thing. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we have a band from the 60s whose name came from a book by the writer Aldous Huxley, who was known for taking lots and lots of drugs. Stay tuned, everyone, right here to WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. We'll be right back.
gently hold my hand, tell me gently where I stand, put all hostility aside. Touch me, me, touch me. Thought I felt you slip in the darkness where I lay, raising my securities, I cry. Touch me, me, touch me, me, touch me, me, touch me. It'll be right a little while, when the night gets warmer and the fingers searching with the eyes of a little child. She treats me cold, cruel and violent, and I cry. Through obscurity alone. Oh, touch me, me, touch me, me, touch me. Oh, touch me, me, me.
Couple of songs called Touch Me. We started off this set with The Doors hit, and that was followed by the criminally underrated band The House of Love and their song called Touch Me. Next up, we're going to turn to an artist whose very unique sound has been called Folktronica in the past. You know what I call her? A darn good musician. Here's Beth Orton with her song Touch Me With Your Love.
Slow burner. If you wanna keep your love. city. Console me in my darkest hour. Then you throw me down. I ain't in no hurry. You go run and tell your friends I'm losing touch. Fill your crown with rumors. Impending. Be true.
The pride of Las Vegas, Nevada, that was The Killers with Losing Touch from their record Day and Age. Stay close, everyone. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we're going back to the 1980s. We're going to New Jersey. And here's hoping the stink doesn't stay on you, but I kid the Garden State. You are listening to WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, cloudy skies with a low near 30. Chance of rain and snow on your Monday, highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy and 27 Monday night. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a high near 47. Some more rain and snow showers possible Tuesday night with lows in the upper 20s.
It's 48 at our studios.
Save big money on everything for your bathroom project at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and shower kits, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add style and luxury to your bathroom. Plus, we have all the stylish faucets and bath hardware to finish your project. Check out our entire selection of Max bathroom products and our weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you're busy. Don't best I miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From their 1980 album, Get Happy, that was Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Human Touch. And before that, well, it's The Boss with his own song called Human Touch from the 1992 album of the same name. Now, I know many of you out there are asking the question, Seth, what is one of the great vocal groups of the 1950s? Well, aren't you in luck? I'm going to tell you right now. They were lumped in with the early rock and rollers, but man, they really didn't sound like it. All they did was sound great. Here's The Platters with one of their hits, You've Got the Magic Touch.
You've got the magic touch.
Ooh.
It makes me glow so much.
Ooh.
It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm, it's like a four-alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Touch. Here I go, really. Oh, oh, I'm feeling the glow.
Oh, oh.
But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much. And then I felt your touch. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
One more song to go before we wrap up this hour of Seth Faces the Music. Stay tuned, everyone. Hour two of our touch songs are coming up right around the corner. Here's the Cars to play us out with Touch and Go.
Own Radio. From Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Monday on Matt Maher On Air, we talked to a Wisconsinite who says he will no longer support the former president, and we learn what we can do to help the Monarchs. Join us.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.